listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today we're going to take a look at the little book of Jude in just the first verse. And I want to talk to you about a three-way work. Here we go. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Jude, when he wrote his letter, saw dark clouds on the horizon, deceptive and dangerous teaching creeping in among God's people. Seeing the danger, Jude could not stay silent. He had to warn his fellow Christians so that they could prepare against the coming storm. Jude was a defender of the faith long before Henry VIII of England ever gained the title for the English monarchs. You see, the letter of Jude is an essential sermon. Jude preached against the dangerous practices and doctrines that put the gospel of Jesus Christ in peril. These were and are serious issues, and Jude dealt with them seriously. Because it's like a sermon, it is broken and rugged, it's bold and picturesque, it's energetic and glowing with the fire of passion and conviction. Jude looked at dangerous people among the people of God, and he faced them head on. You see, Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles, but Jude tells us about the Acts of the Apostates. The name Jude is literally Judas, but to avoid connection with Judas Iscariot, that infamous one who betrayed Jesus, many translations use the name Jude instead of Judas. Most people believe that this Jude is the one mentioned in Matthew chapter 13, verse 55. And Mark chapter 6, verse 3, Jude, the half-brother of Jesus. This would mean that Jude, like the other half-brothers of Jesus, did not believe in Jesus as Messiah until after the resurrection of Jesus. He introduced himself as a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Now, this says something, knowing that Jude was a blood relative of Jesus, but he considered himself only a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Few things tell us more about a man than the way that he speaks of himself, and few things are more revealing than their titles by which a person wants to be known. Jude could have said, "Here I am, the half-brother of Jesus, listen to me," but he was fully content to be known simply as Jesus's bondservant. Now, without a doubt, Jude valued the fact that Jesus was his half-brother and that he grew up in the same household as Jesus himself. But even more valuable to him was this new relationship with Jesus. To Jude, the blood of the cross that saved him was more important than the family blood in his veins that related him to Jesus Christ. Now, notice who Jude wrote to. It says here, to those who are called. Jude wrote to Christians. This is not an evangelistic tract, and it deals with things that believers need to hear, but often don't want to hear. We can learn something from the way that Jude identified his readers as Christians. First, he says they are called. A person is a Christian because God has called them. It starts with God's initiative, not man's. We don't look for God until he puts it in our heart to search for him. The important thing is to answer the call when it comes, just as we answer the phone when it rings. When the phone rings, we must pick it up. We can't take any credit for initiating the call, but you have to answer the receiver and respond. Christians are those who have heard God calling and have responded. Second, he says that they are sanctified by God the Father. Sanctified is a very religious sounding word, but the meaning behind the word is simple. It means that Christians are set apart from the world, and set apart unto God. When Christians act as if they do belong to the world and don't belong to God, then they are not living as if they are sanctified. Finally, we see that Christians are preserved in Jesus. Jesus Christ is their guardian and protector. And as they stay faithful to God, Christians know this isn't because they are so great and so faithful. It's because Jesus Christ is faithful and he preserves us. Now, Jude didn't mean to spell out a detailed doctrine of the Trinity as he opened his brief letter. Yet because the Trinity is true, it constantly finds itself woven into the fabric of the Bible. Do you see it in verse 1? The Spirit calls, the Father sanctifies, and Jesus preserves. Our salvation is the work of the triune God. This is what God works in his people. Our job is to let it out in full display. Today, can others see that you are called, sanctified, and preserved?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.